Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. Today is International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, promoting tolerance, inclusion, unity, and respect for diversity in the context of combating racial discrimination. Too few personnel is the main reason for the outbreaks from the Berlin prisons in Tegel and Plötzensee. This is the result of two expert reports on the outbreaks. When a 24-year-old escaped from Tegel Correctional Facility at the beginning of February, almost 400 guards were supposed to work there, but only 310 were currently on duty, and the man was arrested a month later in Belgium. When four prisoners escaped from Plötzensee prison at the end of December, more than half of the staff were missing. The quartet made their way out of the boiler room with sledgehammers and tools from the car workshop where many prisoners work. All four are now back in custody. Before the breakout, seven attendants should have kept an eye on the 15 prisoners in the confusing work garage in Plötzensee, but four were ill or on holiday. The workshop should have been left closed with the other three employees, but wasn't. Senator of Justice Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party has come under pressure because of these outbreaks. He had appointed a commission of experts and an external expert for the investigation. He also promised an immediate program to provide personnel support to the prisons. By the end of 2019, all vacancies in the penal system are to be filled on a regular basis. The prison trade union, on the other hand, assumes that there will be personnel problems beyond 2019. The crisis-ridden Berlin Police Academy states that trainees want more discipline and support, per an assessment made by Josef Strobel, an expert appointed by the Senate Department of Home Affairs to investigate. The police students also wished to reintroduce the ritual of the morning lineup, which had been abolished during the reform of the academy. He was also critical of the preliminary test for the recruitment procedure, remarking that it might be a bit too difficult and that the current test could act as a deterrent and prevent the admission of candidates who might actually be suitable. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the police academy made headlines in autumn of 2017 after anonymous accusations of lack of respect and discipline, as well as a lack of German language skills on the part of police candidates. In the meantime, there had even been talk of targeted infiltration by a criminal clan, which, however, no reliable evidence could be found. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD then commissioned an internal report, the authors of which came to the conclusion that most of the accusations were exaggerated or groundless. However, the criticism of the fundamental orientation and the structural reform of police training initiated a few years ago was not silenced. The coalition had therefore agreed with the CDU to have the situation of the academy examined by an independent expert. Innensenator Geisel commissioned the long-standing head of the Department for Police Management at the University of Applied Sciences for Public Administration and Administration of Justice in Bavaria, the aforementioned Strobel. The 61-year-old announced that he would present his first interim report on June 8th. He plans to present the final report on September 7th, adding that the internal administration had not given him any guidelines for the audit. The long-standing director of the academy, Jochen Stenberg, vacated his post about a month ago. Geisel said on Monday that, quote, "We are reforming the academy and the work is progressing step by step." The energy supplier Vattenfall wants to cut 600 jobs in Germany, as announced by CEO Magnus Hall on Monday. The branches in Berlin and Hamburg will be affected, and while the number of job cuts at the Berlin location was not reported, it is likely to be the majority of the 600 positions. Overall, Vattenfall wants to reduce its 20,000-strong staff throughout Europe by 1,500 full-time positions in an attempt to save around 200 million euros by 2020. The already announced outsourcing of more than 500 full-time jobs in administration is included in the planned reduction. Thousands of people are drawn to the Maifest in Kreuzberg on the 1st of May. However, because celebrations are not only held in the designated area of the street festival between Kalbasser Tor, Oranienstrasse, and Marienplatz, but also in the adjacent Görlitzer Park without permission, district authorities are now intervening. This year, the Mai Görli event will take place there for the first time. According to the district office, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, this alternative to Maifest will provide a, quote, regulated framework with strict regulations to prevent uncontrolled parties. As in previous years, unauthorized partying has taken place in the Görlitzer Park, leading to massive pollution and trash on its green spaces and noise nuisance in the adjoining neighborhoods. Mai Görli is aiming to ensure that residents, authorities, and the park are less burdened. On May Day, visitors to Görlitzer Park can now expect a music program coordinated with the district office from noon until 11 p.m., where local artists will perform. The complete program will be published on April 21st, with construction work starting on April 27th. The event will be free of charge. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.